Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why stop at the Great Highway, right? Advocates for expanding car-free streets in San Francisco are now setting their sights on the Embarcadero along the city's waterfront. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, you sort of figured this was going to come at some point, but is it reality?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. A dream today is tomorrow's reality. In this case, what we're talking about is the movement, it's small right now, to quote-unquote reimagine the Embarcadero. That's that 1.5 mile stretch of roadway between the San Francisco's ballpark and Fisherman's Wharf that is home for many of the city's biggest tourist attractions. It's where the docks and the ferries come in and out. It's also one of the major ways to get from one side of the city to the other. But they want to reimagine it as a huge walkway that will attract tourists and bicyclists and walkers from not only around the city, but around the bay and around the world. To others, the reimagining of the Embarcadero and cutting it off to traffic would be a colossal nightmare. And that includes the businesses along there. And also people have said, where are we going to drive? We're going to flood the streets around that. So where is it going to go? Well, it's already got the support of two pretty prominent people, State Assemblyman Matt Haney and State Senator Scott Wiener. So while you might scoff at it, remember, this is San Francisco, and where one person's dream can become another person's nightmare and a reality.
Well, as someone who drives that piece of roadway on a regular basis, it sounds like a nightmare to me. What will it take to become reality?
Well, say, I got to tell you, in San Francisco, you know, the reality is what you want to make it. I mean, you look out your window right now in the studio at KCBS, and you've noticed in the last couple of weeks, a bike lane has gone up along the Battery Road, right?
Yes.
And the parking's gone out and the bike lane. When was the last time you saw a bike on the Battery?
That's true. Not often.
Okay. So don't figure logic or form is going to, or function is going to follow the lead here. The fact of the matter is, politically, one of the strongest, if not the strongest, lobby in San Francisco is the San Francisco Bike Coalition, followed closely by SF Walk, or, you know, groups that support pedestrian and traffic safety. And, you know, they are up. If they get behind something like this, it has pull. I mean, just look at JFK Drive in Golden Gate Park, or, as Eric pointed out, the Great Highway, which is another key transit point out by the ocean that is now basically a walkway and a bikeway. So how does it become? It becomes it through the will of the people. You know, that you get permission from Sacramento if you need it, and because they'll just say, hey, if you want to go do something nuts, go right ahead. And then possibly it winds up going to the ballot like those other road closures did repeatedly. And that's when the organized people get out there. A little thing can become a big thing.
A big thing
can become a grand thing.
Hold on a second here.
I'm worried that if they actually do close it, it could become just one big homeless encampment, which would be an odd thing that nobody thought about.
But hold on a second, Phil. How do you reconcile that with trying to get people to come back downtown for business?
Wait a minute. Eric, you're starting to put logic back in the equation.
And what about emergency access, that fire department right there?
Oh, gosh, there's another naysayer out there. Just keep your eyes on it. I'm telling you, it's going to be a debate, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. As a matter of fact, it's going to keep on going.
All right, Phil, thank you very much.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.